Dr. Foster is currently an associate professor at the University of Alabama, Tuscaloosa, and she is with the Community Health Science, the Tuscaloosa campus. She is also at the Institute for Rural Health Research. Dr. Foster received her training at Stony Brook, State University of New York at Stony Brook, and she's also received her MD at Meharry and her MPH at Columbia University. She has spent some time at the Tuskegee, Alabama Bioethics Center, which in the past has collaborated with CDC and taking care of the survivors of the Tuskegee syphilis study some years back. So without further ado, I bring you Dr. Foster, and she's going to be talking about recruitment strategies with African-American pastors for HIV/AIDS prevention.
Thank you. Save the last, for the best for last. I just want to kind of talk a little bit about recruitment strategies that we've been using for a project called Project Faith. Project Faith stands for Faith-Based Anti-Stigma Initiative Towards Healing HIV/AIDS. And as the presentation before talked about stigma, many studies have talked about stigma being probably much more increased in the Deep South. As you know, I don't have any statistics here, but HIV/AIDS is increasing, really a hot spot now. It's the Deep South epicenter. It has sort of moved from the Northeast and the West to the Deep South in Alabama. And in some previous studies that I've done looking at stigma, we did a pilot study with 24 older African Americans in rural areas about their stigma. It was much more internalized. It wasn't external, but internalized. But one question we asked was, where do you feel most stigmatized? And the answer was the church. So this is really where this study is going. We looked around to see, were there any anti-stigma tools that we could use to test in the church in rural Alabama. And we went to Ghana. Sub-Saharan Africa has done a little bit more in this area than the U.S. So we borrowed a curriculum from the Christian Council of Ghana to test. So that's really our main goal, to really demonstrate that an anti-HIV/AIDS, anti-stigma curriculum helps to reduce HIV/AIDS stigma in church leaders, pastors and church leaders in rural Alabama. We're looking at things like HIV knowledge as well. And then also at the same time, we want to also sort of strengthen connection between those persons living with HIV/AIDS in rural communities in Alabama with these churches. I neglected to say that in addition to the fact that they're stigmatized, people living with HIV/AIDS in that pilot study also said that spirituality was very important to them as a way for really living with their disease. So that's our main goal. We have two objectives. Really to describe talking to pastors. We're going to interview 12 pastors pre and post our intervention strategy, and then also really kind of look at the spiritual well-being. We have a spirituality tool that we're using to look at spirituality and well-being in people living with HIV/AIDS in rural Alabama. And lastly, to really test this curriculum by looking at baseline and post-intervention stigma using a tool we developed, borrowed from some researchers in South Africa. It's actually a parallel stigma tool that looks at internalized stigma, individual stigma, and then congregational or community stigma. So our project, let me go back to the intervention. It is really made up of three stages. Phase one is where we really recruit 12 pastors and do those baseline interviews. Then after we recruit those 12 pastors, we recruit 20 members from each of their churches for a total of 240 church members to really do this clinical trial with three arms. One would be testing our anti-stigma curriculum. Another arm, sort of comparing it to a standard HIV/AIDS curriculum over 8 modules, and then the last arm receiving neither sort of a curriculum, no intervention. So what we've been doing is trying to recruit those 12 pastors, and so I want to sort of talk about some of the strategies we've been using. We've received our IRB and CDC protocol determination in August, so we've really been had a couple of months to really sort of recruit these 12 pastors. But we did some recruitment as well before we received our official CDC and IRB determination. So one of the strategies we thought about was using ministerial liaisons. These are 4 ministerial liaisons we have in the project. 2 are Baptist denomination. They're all male, African-American male. 2 are Baptist denomination. 1 is CME, Christian Methodist Episcopal denomination, and the other is Disciples of Christ denomination. And I have 1 ministerial liaison here. You can raise your hand. CME, Pastor Sam Gordon is here with me. The idea was for them to really recruit their peers through connections they had to ministerial groups, statewide, districts in their county, because all of them are from rural Alabama. The other idea was also we pulled in 1 regional minister, Disciples of Christ, signed on to support us in this project. We also talked about using some of our own, the research team's past experiences, past projects. I've done some studies with other pastors, pastor groups, so really kind of leaning on those personal contacts, presentations we've given and other colleagues. And then also maybe using articles, newsletters through the churches to really recruit. Currently, we've recruited, let me just say, 1 of the 3 pastors have, sorry, that's incorrect. We've recruited 1/3 of the pastors that we want to get out of the 12. So we've recruited 4 out of the 12. And our timeline is really to try to recruit the other 12 within the next 2 months before the end of the year. 2004, we'd like to have all 12 recruited. The ministerial liaisons, that's incorrect, that second bullet. Only 1 of the 4 have successfully recruited the pastors, those 4 pastors. And I'll talk about how we got the other 2. So that's 2 of them were recruited by the ministerial liaisons. So these are some of the formal presentations that I have given, and as well as informal presentations to recruit these pastors. We did, in the December 2012 in Birmingham, were invited. Pastor Gordon actually connected us with the bishop of the denomination, his denomination, and she suggested we do a presentation. They have annual fall meetings. A lot of the African-American denominations are very structured, been around a long time. They have an annual fall meeting. They allowed us to come in and do a breakfast before their meeting, 7:30 in the morning. And because she was backing it, invited 200 church leaders who are usually at that meeting, and they did show up for the breakfast because she gave the introduction of me. So that was a good thing. We signed up 8 church leaders after that meeting, but from that we got 2, and for various reasons, some were not rural, some did not think they could get enough 20 members to recruit. Additionally, I made a 10-minute presentation at a formal meeting, the Evergreen District Baptist Conference in Evergreen, Alabama, this October. And just sort of talked a little bit about the project. I've also done a 30-minute presentation at a district health fair where I was able to actually recruit the other 2, and I'll talk a little bit more about that, the other 2 persons recruited into the study. It was arranged by a district minister's wife, who is a first lady, and she was also recommended by, I had gotten to meet the bishop of the AME Zion Church. he recommended that I talk to her. I knew her already because we both work in HIV/AIDS, do a lot of HIV/AIDS activism in Montgomery, Alabama. So she actually had 8 pastors come to this health district health fair where I talked to them about the study and was able to recruit 2 other additional pastors, both of them being female. So, and I'll talk a little bit about the lessons learned from that. And I also recently went to Mount Willing, Alabama, which is Lowndes County, Alabama, to talk to 3 ministers for an hour and a half. They also gave me a list of about 25 pastors that they recommend to be in the study. And that was arranged by the district manager of the Disciples of Christ Church. So this is just a picture of Bishop Teresa Norton. Surprise, she's a female, which is very different usually in African American denominations. She's the bishop of the CME Church, Alabama, Northern Florida region, and that was at their fall meeting in December 2010. This is me at Little Zion AME Zion Church in Opelika, Alabama, in September at their district health fair. And that's the motorcycle rider I'm hanging out with. And this is a sign of the Evergreen District Baptist Association Church. It shows it was organized in the 1800s, 1850s. So some of the lessons learned that we may need, and one of the things the pastors continuously told me is that I have to come back and do follow-up sessions with them. They have to see me. It can't be anybody else in order to sort of build that trust to pull them into the trial. So personal contact definitely seems to be much more effective, and it has to be done probably multiple times. Incorporating presentations into already established meetings is another strategy. And probably, I was surprised, one of the surprises of the this recruitment process is I had 2 ministerial liaisons who were already sort of active in the HIV/AIDS field. They have not been the ones that have helped me recruit pastors into this study. It has been Reverend Gordon, who really didn't have a lot of HIV/AIDS background, but he has a community organizational background, a very strong community organization background. He's actually the district pastor for social justice for his denomination. And prior to that, he was director of a faith-based community organization nonprofit. So some of those skills might be much more important than maybe having a church affiliation or even HIV/AIDS. Well, church affiliation you need, but the HIV/AIDS background for sure. I've also got recruitment from other unlikely sources, like some of my black and white students who say, I know a pastor in rural Alabama. Let me see if they'll be interested. So those are some things we're thinking about, as well as colleagues. This is Sam there. The other surprises are looking for female leadership within denominations that may not be at the pastoral or the bishop level, but maybe looking at department heads. I'll show you a picture of a female here of the meeting in Evergreen who said, I'll get my pastor to buy into it for you. She actually was standing by the University of Alabama car because her son just graduated, and she said she gave all her money to the school, so she wanted to take a picture. So in the future, we see, many lessons learned. We'll continue to sort of follow up and build on the relationships we've already built to really consider publishing some of the lessons learned, but also consider building on denominational relationships to better further and build HIV capacity for prevention in the Deep South. Thank you. And this is my research team. Susan Gaskins is a professor in School of Nursing at UA. Jason Parton is a biostatistician. Our 4 ministerial liaisons, and my graduate research assistant is Myra Vickery. Thank you.